Oh, there were problems with the bars, who did benefit immensely from it. People who left it were sometimes drunk and got in trouble. A man who was mayor of the city at that time, a man named Richard Wagon, lived on Euclid Heights Boulevard down here, not but 8 or 10 houses down from Coventry. One of the years I was president of the organization, he called me quite angry, saying that somebody had left a street fair and had pissed on the tree in front of his house. And he was just absolutely furious. What was I going to do about somebody who had pissed on the tree in front of his house? And I didn't have a clue what I was going to do about anybody who had pissed on the tree in front of his house. It's okay, Mr. Wagon, I'm sorry this happened, but, you know, when you get thousands and thousands of people together, something like that might happen. There were some scary moments for the police department in this. Rival groups of kids, they weren't gangs in any ordinary sense of that word, but they were kids from Cleveland Heights High School and from the high school in East Cleveland, sort of standing on opposite sides of the street, giving each other the finger and carrying on like that. Well, if you're a cop between two kind of hostile-looking groups, even though they may be mad at it in humor and whatnot, you're a cop in the middle of that, you're not a very happy cop. And so a man named Martin Lentz, who was police chief in those days, just said, no more. I can't put my boys out there and subject them to that kind of scary stuff. And that was the end of it. They asked me, as leader of the sponsoring organization, to take the onus of ending the event from the city and asked me to get the organization to vote to shut the thing down.